tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so want to let y'all know a couple of things before I start taking your calls. The first is I always do a two-hour, right before New Year's, I usually do a two-hour program. And this year, which is kind of cool, it's going to be on New Year's Eve. So that happens to be a Sunday. And this broadcast will be a two-hour broadcast. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time or if I'm going to do it 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. But this is the only time of year that you can actually call in and ask me the question, what are the highlights of 2018 for me? It is my most popular program, and every year I've done this since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. The lines are, my whole board is full. So if you want to be someone that actually gets to ask that question, make sure that on New Year's Eve day that you're checking the time for the broadcast and that you're calling in 15 minutes before the program starts so that you are guaranteed to get on the air to ask that question, because the board really does light up for that. It's my most popular program, and I've done it every year since I've been on Blog Talk, which is since 2010. And, of course, I've done it every year when I was on traditional radio as well, so just letting you know. So that's the first thing I wanted to tell you. The second thing I wanted to tell you is that y'all know about a year ago I put all of my rituals in one guide called 9-Day Energy Reset. And it is the perfect ritual for you to do on starting on New Year's Day. Now, the best days to start the ritual are the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of any month, because in numerology that reduces to a 1. And because there's a very pragmatic set of things that you do over these 9 days, it needs to align with the numerology day. So you know that the first of the month is a 1, the second of the month is a 2. But then if you go further, the 10th of the month is also a 1 because you drop the 0. The 11th of the month is a 2 because you add 1 and 1 together equals 2, and so on. So you do this either on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. It puts you into a state of awareness so that you can actually see that the universe is working for you, not against you. And the ritual is absolutely perfect to do on New Year's Day. So I would love for y'all to think about what's not working for you here in 2017. 2017 was a 1 year in numerology. So you add 2 and 1 and 7 together, it equals a 10. You drop the 0, it's a 1 year. So there may have been some really amazing and maybe even pretty crappy things that happened to you in 2017, because it was the universe telling you what's working for you and what isn't working for you. So a lot of people that I've talked to this year have been through some pretty painful experiences in 2017, specifically because the universe is telling you what's not working for you or what needs to be let go of, or that there are some really crappy people in your life that need to be let go of. So just letting you know, if 2017 was a struggle for you, that may be part of the reason. 2018, however, is a partnership year. So those relationships that fell away in 2017 will be replaced by more significant and more meaningful and more universe-supported partnerships in 2018. You add 2 and 1 and 8 together, it equals 11. So it's a master number for starters. And then you reduce that to 1 and 1 equals 2. So it's a partnership here. So just letting you know that any partnership that you create in 2018 will probably be significant for you for the next 8 years. So just to let you know that. All right, so I'm going to go to the callers. And by the way, I do not take calls from people that have blocked their number. So there's several of you that have dialed in and you've blocked your number. So as much as I'd love to be able to take your call, I won't be able to take your call because you've blocked your number. So the way to unblock your number is by right now, while you're on hold, dialing *82. That will unblock your number. But I won't take your call for blocked numbers because the very few times I've had people call in that weren't very nice to me has been from a blocked call. So I'm just letting you know, all right? So I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your question?
I wanted to ask you, I know we spoke a couple weeks ago, regarding the guy that I met, Kyle, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up with this right now. Like, what does Kyle need from me right now, or what have you, you know, has anything?
So Kyle is still trying to focus his life, and he's gone through some crap. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion with you is to take the light approach with him, which means that you not only do you take the light approach as far as connecting with him, but the way I would invite him to do things, I would invite him to do things that don't have the pressure of too much of an intimate connection. I'll give you an example of what I mean. Going to a sporting event is a great way to be with somebody where there's not that intensity of, you know, that vibe of where's this relationship going, okay? Going to the movies, great, another great thing to be with somebody, but not have the intensity of that one-on-one where's this relationship going vibe, okay? Because that's what he can't handle, is where is this relationship going vibe, all right? So what you do is you come up with fun ideas that he can do with you that are about that thing and not about your relationship with him. Because the more fun experiences that you can create with him, the more he's going to start equating the fun times in his life with you, which is exactly what I want you to do. Now, it's part of the reason I tell people that you don't sleep with anybody, no poking for 12 dates, because you want those 12 dates to be about experiences that you have together that have nothing to do with sex. Because, frankly, that's the easiest part, gal pal. The sex is the easiest part, all right? So what's interesting about, and I'm actually going to, my next book is going to be The 12 Dates. That's, I'm actually writing that book because I have given that advice to more women, and it has been successful for them because of it. So I'm going to write a book about it, but or a guide or something. But I'm going to do it in 2018 because 2018 is a year of partnerships. So what you do is instead of you waiting for him to make the decision about the relationship, you categorize the relationship for how it's going to suit you now. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so, go ahead.
I mean, I don't feel like I've been putting, like, pressure as far as, like, where is this relationship going? I've been just trying to, you know, spend time with him, get together. I don't think I've pressured him at all. I don't know if he's just getting that, you know, assuming that on his own because I want to see him. I clarified that for him because he did, you know, he's expressed that to me that he thought that, you know, I want like the start of a relationship, and I said I'm just trying to get to know you. Like how can we even know where this relationship is going if we don't spend time together? So I literally said that to him. Like, I'm not.
And what did he say?
I can't even remember. I mean, essentially, you know, we've had several conversations off this, and he reassures me that he does, like, he is interested in me, and, like, he does, I don't think he wants to, like, let this go, but, like, you know, he's been just reassuring me. But the thing is, he's been really pinning it on, like, he's so busy with work. Like, he doesn't really touch that, like, oh, I'm not, like, emotionally ready or whatever. Like, it's easier for him to pin it on being busy with work, which I know, I believe him. He's busy with work. He's an electrician. He's very busy, working 10-hour days, working weekends. But the thing is, he's making time for his friends. So...
Here's the next dialogue I would have with him. If I were you, this is what I would say. Before I say that, when was the last time you actually saw him?
We haven't seen each other in like almost 2 months.
Okay, so here's what you say. Here's what you do. You text him this, because I don't want you to have the pressure of, first of all, I don't want you to introduce the pressure of him responding. And I also mm-hmm. want you to define the relationship. So mm-hmm. what you say is, in the text, hey, Kyle, I just realized it's been a couple months since I've seen you, and I know you're busy, but it does seem that you do make time for your friends, and I thought at least you and I were friends. So I'm going to kind of let you go until you reach out to me. And I'm going to open myself to the idea of dating some other people. So, you know, it's been awesome to meet you. And I will wait for you to invite me out. All my best, Victoria. Something along those lines. It might not be mm-hmm. exactly that, but you get the vibe mm-hmm. of what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm seeing here is that as soon as you let him go, there's another man coming towards you. And the other man coming towards you, you date for 12 dates with no poking. No sex for 12 dates. Because I want the person to get to know you. I want him to get to know you as a person without the confusion of sex. Because I'm telling you, it's not a confusion for men. It's a confusion for women. And I'll tell you why it's a confusion for women. We let them into our body. We let them into our spirit. They come into us when we have sex with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't do any poking, okay, what happens is that you're holding that back, not because you're playing a game, but because that's the easiest part of a relationship, is that intimate sexual
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do with Kyle is, you could even say in the text, hey, you know, I hope whatever happens, we end up staying friends. But, you know, it's been a couple months since I've seen you, so just wanted to let you know that I'm going to start dating other people. You could say that. Because
how
the thing is that it doesn't matter how he responds. You're the one that is creating the clarity or the closure or the definition. And when you basically kind of put your adult thinking cap on and you go, you know what, I'm not waiting for somebody else's decision about if I'm going to be in their life. I actually
mm-hmm.
think Kyle was your transition relationship from your last one to show you that you are attractive and that you are someone that is supposed to have a great relationship. And he acted as a catalyst for you so that you know that. And so if you look at this in gratitude, is this is how he behaves with people that he's supposed to be in a relationship with, then he's not the one for you. So you have to turn it around and say, I'm defining this for us. I'm taking the
yeah.
pressure off you, and I'm defining it for us. I hope, and that's how it started out. Kyle, I hope no matter what happens, we stay friends. But I just want to let you know it's been 2 months since I've seen you. And I'm a little sad that you haven't included me just on your friends' outings. But that's okay. You know, I wish you well. But I'm going to date other people. All my best,
yeah.
Victoria. And as soon as you do that, I think what he's going to do is go, wow. Wow. She's not going to let me manipulate her or string her along. I think that in the bigger picture of it, he's going to respect you first because you've defined it, right? And when he does reach back out, and if you do have a dialogue with him, it's you're going to just say, look, I made the decision that, you know, you had 2 months to call me to go out and do something, even if it was coffee or lunch, you know, during one of your breaks, and you didn't. To me, you're not even treating me like a friend.
Yeah. But I thought that last time I talked to you that this was someone who was, like, great for me and that I could,
thank you for asking that particular question. When I do a reading for someone, it's a picture of that moment, that exact second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right in that moment, everything was moving forward. And then he probably got scared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he backed off. But I'm telling you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, gal pal. I think there's something wrong with him. And I gotta go. But thanks for the call. Big hug.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. So I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Brittany speaking.
Oh, hi, Brittany. What's your question?
So my question is, continuing on the relationship status.
That's fine.
I have a new partner in my life. I just wanted to know, like you said, at this moment, where he stands and what he's thinking and feeling about how we're progressing.
Okay. So when you say you've met someone new, have
mm-hmm.
we held back the big prize, no sex? Have we held that back?
Well, we've been dating for 5 months. So, yes,
okay.
I did hold back in the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good girl. I'm really, really happy about that. Now, the fact that you guys have been dating for 5 months is actually really cool, all right? Now, have either one of you talked about this being an exclusive relationship?
Yes, we both discussed it, but we're just kind of like building the friendship component and letting things
mm-hmm.
just unfold organically.
Right, except this says that you want a child.
Well, he's the one that actually is talking about having children with me.
Okay, because there's a little girl here, and it's funny because I don't usually bring all that up in relationship questions when they're so new, but there's the vibe of the two of you together. There's this little girl here out there that actually wants you to be her parents. So here's the thing. When he talks about having children and the fact that you guys are dating exclusively, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I would not bring up anything about where is this relationship going for probably another 3 or 4 months. Okay?
Okay.
These cards, and I have to tell you, I don't get strong cards like this very often about relationships where I could actually I'm going to venture out and give you a proposal date that I think you will officially propose in June or July of 2018. And that there is a slight chance so I'm going to tell you to be incredibly careful with the birth control. There is a slight chance that you might already be pregnant about the time that you're engaged.
Whoa. But we do use...
Okay, good. But I'm just telling you that when I get really strong cards like this, and it's literally talking about the two of you are having a true relationship and a true dialogue with each other, He wouldn't have brought up the idea of having children with you if he didn't think that you'd be a great mom.
He told me that I would the other day. He told me I'd be an amazing mother.
Well, we already know that. Okay, so, but here's the thing, is that I don't want you to bring up anything about where is this relationship going. Just keep treating him as though he's somebody that you could see 40 years from now with him.
Okay.
And the more casually you treat him, the more you kind of sometimes treat him like an annoying little brother, the more bonded to you he will become.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm telling you, the thing is that it gets to the point where he can see you without makeup on, where he can see you at your worst, where if you're
mm-hmm.
walking around naked around him, it's not about sex.
Mm.
You see what I mean? It's like you want to get to the point where the two of you are existing together and it feels organic and normal.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm telling you, I really, right this nanosecond, right here in this moment, that's where he is. So what you do is you don't do anything that puts pressure on it. You don't scare
okay.
him away. You get more casual about the relationship.
Okay. I can
so,
do that.
So in other words, because there's usually a phase around now. So you made it past 3 months, so that's really huge. But there's usually a phase right now where you might feel him kind of detach a little bit. Don't take that
uh-huh.
personally. Okay, don't
okay.
take that personally. Take that as though he's really evaluating the relationship. So if he's recently told you, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, now he said he wanted to meet he's interested in meeting my family for Christmas. Do you see that actually taking place?
Well, the fact that he brought it up, he wants to make
mm-hmm.
sure that, you know, your family dynamics are kind of normal.
Right.
So how does your family feel about meeting him over the holidays?
My mom is actually excited.
Okay. So that, I there's nothing wrong. You guys have been dating 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a weirdo. And
no.
the fact that he's taking initiative to meet your parents,
uh-huh.
that's huge. But I'm getting a proposal in June or July of next year.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's
what?
Actually when a guy is really ready, he takes
uh-huh.
about a year to propose.
Okay.
When a guy's ready, he just wants to make sure that there's nothing wacky or no red flags about you. And the fact that you've been
right.
seeing each other regularly and now he wants to meet the fam, to me that
right.
sounds like a guy that's ready.
Yes. You're so
and
right.
you're ready to take your own happiness seriously, but I am getting this little girl so strongly with you. And by the way,
no.
I think she's going to have, I think she's going to be a natural athlete.
Wow.
All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
okay,
Mona.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, Ramona. This is Melvin.
Oh, hey, Melvin. My name's Mona, not Ramona.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
That's all right. What's your question for me?
My question is my landlord, they finally settled my workman's comp case. And yes, ma'am. And I was supposed to receive my settlement about 10 to 15 days, my attorney said. So my question is, like, would my landlord hold off on evicting me until I think the first week of January?
Well,
and
okay, so that's wait a minute, that's a question to have ask your attorney, not your psychic. But when you talked about when you first started talking about that the settlement was about to happen, my very strong vibe with you was that I would rather you move than stay where you are. Because
oh,
I think
am.
It's gonna, okay, good. But then here's the thing is that I don't know that your attorney actually put that caveat into your lawsuit in some way. I don't know that your attorney actually said that my client will not be evicted until the monies from the suit is settled, and that he has an opportunity to catch up on whatever back rent or whatever it is.
No, he haven't did that. That's I was thinking about asking him tomorrow. Would he email them a statement saying that?
Okay. Well, here's the thing: is that you know when you ask me the question, will you be evicted before you get the money? What I'm getting in your cards is the answer. That's no. You're not going to get evicted before you get the money. By the way, if you did, you could actually reach out to the news stations. Because here it is, the holidays, and for some, you know, landlord to evict you when they were at fault for you being injured, if that got on the news, that would really be bad for them.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to get to that. I think that you're going to be able to stay where you are, but I would really, really highly encourage you, Melvin, to move out as close to the first as you can.
Oh, I am, definitely. I just want to make sure I have, you know, don't be stressed out for the holidays, that she would wait. You know, she normally works with me when I'm behind, and so I haven't paid this month yet.
So here's the thing, is that all you do is you say the settlement's coming in, and I will catch up on the back rent as soon as the settlement comes in, because she knows that the settlement is pending, right?
Right. She already knows that.
Yeah. So she already knows that. And she knows that you're behind on the rent. So the thing is that you might have your attorney just send an email saying that you will catch up on the back rent as soon as the settlement is finished, as soon as the monies from the settlement come in.
Okay.
And then,
right.
And then you're going to move out. The other thing too is that I'm a little concerned about your safety from your security deposit for your place.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me if they withheld that specifically because you were late on this rent.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, they can have it because it doesn't matter. They can have.
Okay. All right, but this says that you will have a roof over your head through the holidays, but that you should plan to move out by the first.
Okay, the first of next month?
Yeah, first of January.
Okay, yes.
As soon as you can, because the thing is the only thing they can take away from you is your deposit.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So you keep me moving
in a house or something?
Right. Or what you can do is reach out to the landlord and say, you know, or have your attorney reach out and say, you know, my client will pay for December's rent as soon as the settlement comes in and also pay for January's rent, but he will be moving out at the end of January.
Okay.
So then you give your 30-day notice. You see what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, this is Susan.
Oh, hey, Susan. What's your question?
Hi. I'm just wondering if you can tell me how much longer it's going to be till my probate case closes and the funds are distributed.
Let's see. So you have a card here that the only thing that has been taking up your mind is this money. And it says that this you've been incredibly distracted by this money for at least the last 4 months, okay? So what it's saying here is that there are people around you that could help you in the meantime if things are feeling a little tight financially. And it is time to actually call in those favors, because what this is saying is it seems like with this whole probate thing that the parties involved want to, and I'm just going to say it, the parties involved want to kind of screw you one more time and to make you wait for it. But then you already
just
knew
me, because there's five people involved.
I'm just saying the other people, whoever is responsible for having the probate go through, whoever the other person is that you've sued against or whatever it is, what I'm getting is that they just want to mess with you a little longer. They know they have to pay it, but they're going to do whatever they can to stretch it out as long as they can.
Oh.
So what it's saying here is you probably won't see the money for about a month.
Okay.
But what you do in the meantime is you call in your favors with the people that you know owe you, right? And you also know this money's coming. So you just say, look, I need a loan of, I don't know, a couple $1,000 for just a month.
Yeah.
All right? But because
there's only one person, my uncle, and I don't know if he would. So.
Well, here's the thing is that when you are very clear about this other money coming, he's more likely to help you out. But
oh, okay.
Don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if you started thinking about people you've done nice things for in your life,
mm-hmm.
not just your uncle, but people that you've been there for. You could actually call them up and say, you know, hey, Kathy, it's me, Susan. You remember years ago, blah, 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 when you needed blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, I kind of need your help right now. You actually say it. And
okay.
Is there any way at all you can help me out? You know, I only need the loan or whatever for, you know, 6 weeks at the most. And I will pay you back every cent in 6 weeks. But there's a guy holding it up here that just wants to make it uncomfortable for you for as long as he possibly can. And
oh,
then,
the attorney may. Mm-hmm.
Well, the funny thing is that this says the attorney needs the money too.
He already got paid.
Well, there's something about the money that he's holding on to it for some weird reason because he might need it for something.
Oh.
So
weird.
He might be waiting for another client's thing to come through to pay you. So what I would do tomorrow first thing in the morning, I would send an email saying, you know, hey, it's me, Susan. Now that everything's settled, I need a definite date when you're going to disperse the funds.
Okay.
And you could even say, you know, things are tight for me. I really need the money.
Yeah.
You actually say
okay.
it in the email. And then you blind copy yourself on it so you have a record of it. But the thing is you want to send it via email. You don't want to call him. You want to send it
okay.
via email. And you can even put on the subject line, release of funds.
Okay.
All right. But you really gotta, and that's why people should have trusts set up specifically for this kind of crap that they have to go through. So FYI for you down the road, set up a trust.
Yeah.
So that people that you want things to go to already know what's coming to them, and you bypass this whole probate thing.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you. Thanks for the answer.
Okay, bye. Okay,
bye-bye.
See ya. You guys, I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 929. Hello, 929. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Chanel.
Oh, hi, Chanel. What's your question?
Hi. Yes, my question is regarding finances. Can you tell me what my next step, clarity on my next step to get more income flow?
So what's that rattling noise that's going on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me take you.
You still with me?
Yes.
Okay, okay, that's much better.
I need to move.
Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. With finances, you, and I'm going to say it this way. It feels normal for you to be in chaos connected with money.
Ooh.
It feels familiar to you to be in chaos with money. And so what it's saying here is that you always figure it out. You always will figure it out. And when you most need something, you actually put the mojo out there and you attract it to you. That's what happens. The interesting thing is it drives people around you crazy that you can do this. It drives you a little nuts that you can do it too, but it feels normal to you. This chaos about money feels normal to you. So how do you change it? You get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is that the next time there's a chunk of money that comes your way, instead of doing what you normally do with it, whatever that is, you actually make yourself be pragmatic with it in some way. So there's a woman here that is a really great spiritual hypnotherapist, and her name is Tammy Reutemann. She's here in Vegas. So it's TammyReutemann.com, TammyReutemann.com. She's a clinical hypnotherapist. And one of the things that she helps people do is get out of their way when it comes to drawing abundance, wealth, money to them, okay? Mm. And it starts with a very clear sort of purposeful statement that you give yourself to move forward with. So the funny thing is that, Chanel, it says you always figure it out, but that being in chaos with money feels normal, familiar, like the usual same old to you. That's normal for you. And what it says here is that there may be a part of you that doesn't think you deserve to be at a certain place financially.
Mm. Yeah, so, I definitely crave stability with that now.
So here's the thing, is that you may want to have a few sessions with someone that helps you reset how you look at money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's, you know, back when we were, you know, young and teenagers and we got our allowance, my sister would always save half of hers. Not me. As soon as I had it, I spent it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that there was one other little thing I'm going to tell you that you can take away and people listening can take away, is that have you ever heard of the Magic 10?
No.
Okay, I don't know if I made it up or I just call it that, but it's not originally from me. The Magic 10 is where you take 10% of whatever comes to you financially and you stash it away in something that you have no access to for a certain period of time. So let's say you get $100. You take $10 and you put it in this coffee can that you might have sealed up with duct tape that you can't actually get into, or you make yourself not get into it unless there's like a serious, serious emergency. But it has to be a serious, serious emergency for you to break into it. But you take 10% of whatever comes to you and you put it in that coffee can, or you put it in a special savings account, but you put it somewhere, right? And then I like to actually have people start this on the first of the year, which is right around the corner, and you take 10% of any money that comes to you, and you stash it. And you don't really keep track of it in your head of how much is in there. You just keep putting it in there. And then at the end of the year, on December 31st, 2018, you open it up and you see how much you have. Because when you start saying to yourself, I'm going to make myself put that 10% in this coffee can or in this special savings account, what happens is that it's rewarding you first. So on your paycheck, if your paycheck's $2,000, you take $200 and you stash it somewhere. Now, I actually prefer people finding a place to actually have it somewhere that's accessible, that when they open it up and they count it and they go, oh, my gosh, you suddenly have $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 stashed away. Now you can do something significant with it. But it's saying that the biggest thing coming up in your cards is that chaos connected with money feels normal for you. So there you go. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Sophia calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sophia. What's your question?
Hey. My question is, I have recently decided to pursue a home. What does the cards or spirit has for me in reference to that?
Well, it says that you should wait till after February to zero in on one that you want.
Okay.
And it's funny that I got that as timing. The other funny thing that's coming up in your cards is this weird, and I don't know if this is connected with your job or connected with a relationship, because there's a man connected here, so I don't know if this is your boss or if this is somebody that you're involved with. But there's the bigger thing that's coming up in your cards is this feeling of being trapped. So if it's your job, which is the biggest vibe I'm getting here, if it's the job that you feel like you're trapped in, if you were to move forward and get financing or approved for a house, you might say that I have to stay in this job for a certain amount of time. Now, what I'm getting is that there may be this bit of a you may actually experience something like an epiphany in January about what you're really supposed to be doing with your career and what you really want to do. And what it's saying is that you need to wait for that to happen before we get to the house. And that's probably why I'm saying wait till after February.
Yeah,
because
I already know what that is. Wow,
awesome.
You're good. I got chills.
Well, thank
you.
Okay, but it's saying that that has to happen first. And then the house will happen very easily after that. So you may decide to shift into this new direction. And when you find that the new direction actually gives you more money, more satisfaction, more joy, more forgetting yourself into the work, then going for the house is going to be just another step of your life without it being a big emotional thing. You see what I mean?
Got it. I do.
All right, gal pal.
Thanks.
For the call. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. What's your question?
Okay, so I had I'm highly intuitive myself, first of all, but sometimes I call in some blog talk radio to have someone interpret the meaning of whatever I hear. I just, call into blog talk radio. So my question is this. I had a vision of the words, don't throw it all away, and I just would like to know, what does that mean for me?
Okay, so just slow down and tell me the words that came to your head again. Say them very slowly.
Okay. All right. Don't throw it all away.
Oh, okay. Well, because here's what I'm getting is that you have a card that is, it's one of my favorite cards. I call it the 5-year plan card or the 5-year of huge potential card, all right? Ooh, that's your conclusion card that you have in your five-card spread that I do. So when you get that, don't throw it all away. And what it's saying here is there's something about you're being taught what you don't want. But
yes,
because of you being taught what you don't want, if you flip that to the reverse, to what you do want, that's the don't throw it all away part.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So the first card in your reading is a card that's called, when it's upright, it's called compromise. It's like doing political deals with someone to kind of get what you want. But you have it reversed, which means you don't have to make any deals with anybody but you about what you want moving forward. Then you have a card that talks about your success connected with work. So the fact that you have, you know, this intuition working for you, it may be that you take on some sort of a job that might have to do with sales, specifically so that you can practicalize your intuition towards something that actually brings you money.
Okay.
I have to tell you, do you know one of the jobs that I've actually been thinking about taking myself is I got to back up. There's a car I want. And what I want is I want a brand new, but they don't make the color I want yet, but I want a brand new light blue Kia Soul. I think they're the most darling cars on the planet. That's what I want. So my plan B would be get a white one and have it wrapped in light blue because it looks just like a paint job, right? But the thing is I'm actually thinking about going to the Kia dealership here and asking about working for them.
Oh, okay. Really?
Specifically
okay.
So, I know, right? Specifically so not only can I get that car, but that but it's a product I really like and I'm great at talking to people and I could tell as soon as I look at them if they're going to buy one.
So
it may be that you hone these sort of a skill like that. Because what it's saying is you are going to embrace something brand new connected with what you do for work. And that you're going to make sure that whatever you do takes away the stress of you earning money.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to look at it. You're going to look for a job that you can really tolerate and maybe even enjoy, but that it doesn't take away from what you really want to do over the next 5 years.
Exactly. That's true. Yes.
All right, gal pal. There you go.
Okay,
thank
you.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 862 area code. Hello, 862. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
I have a question about settling a probate case and moving on. Do you see it coming to a resolution?
So here's the interesting, but this is so funny because I've never had two callers about probate in my program before, so I just think that's kind of unusual. Almost like the other caller, there's a man standing in the way of you getting the money. So it could be the attorney, it could be another sibling, but there's a man standing in the way of you getting this money.
Yes, it's a brother, and he was in charge. The estate for,
he's the executor?
For a while. Yes, and he didn't fulfill his obligations, and he's holding up the move, actually.
Yeah, and what it's saying here is that it's funny because, you know, the phrase I got in my head was you need to open a can of whoop-ass on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally the phrase that I got in my head. So do you have an attorney yourself, or you're trying to negotiate this without an attorney?
I have an attorney, and I have another meeting with an attorney this week, another one. These other attorneys took my money, and they just left it up to me to evict him and to move forward from there. I just want to settle the case because he's already taken a ton load of money already.
Well, yeah.
And he's supposed to move.
Is the attorney you're meeting with a woman?
No, he's a man.
Okay, then the woman that's here in the card.
First attorney
you.
I hired was a woman, but she had someone else handling the case, and I think he bundled it. He just got me to a where.
So what it,
you know, I have to say so, but nothing has moved.
Okay, what it's saying here is that you have to be very, very disciplined. And so when I say it's time to open a can of whoop ass, what I also mean is that it's okay for you to be the B word during this. That it's no more Mrs. Nice Gal here. It is. It is you being the B word. It is you, to the point of even locking him out of wherever he lives when he's not home.
Okay.
It's something big that you have to do to get his attention. And that's the only way it's going to get settled. So, you're seeing things incredibly clearly right now. So it says here with whoever you're meeting with, I want you to be very pragmatic of what you want to see happen with a timeline when you meet with this attorney, that I want you to be so direct here. You can't pussyfoot around anymore. You literally have to get super direct. And this is saying that there's a resolution in the next 7 to 8 weeks if you do that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a woman, because the first attorney who should have been taking care of it was a woman, but she turned it over to a younger associate. And I haven't.
And the younger associate messed it up.
Badly.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, is that since the attorney's not the woman, the woman here in the reading is you. Because this is a present right now. This is what's happening right now when I do a reading. It doesn't really dwell in the past. It's usually from this moment forward. So if you don't have a woman attorney and the only other woman in question is you, then the card defaults to you being you, and it tells me to tell you to be incredibly direct, and there's no more Mrs. Nice Gal here with you. It's like you literally have to turn into the B word to get what you want. And I know that's not your personality. You want everybody to get along and do this reasonably, but your brother doesn't understand that. And he doesn't. He has spent his whole life underestimating you, and you got to show him that you're at a point right now where that can't happen. You see?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, gal pal.
He's not taxes. He's deliberately putting the house in foreclosure.
Okay, but see, that's where because it's, you may be able to, and this is what you ask the attorney, can I lock him out of the house? Can I change the locks on the house?
Yeah, I know that I could do that.
Okay.
Seriously,
but then
I know that I could do that.
Right,
I thought he would be responsible enough.
I got to let
enough.
You go because I'm at the end of my program here, and I got to take one more call before I let you go. But if you want a session with me, just reach out to me. We can do a full session. And we could talk about
okay.
this more. But the biggest message I'm getting in your reading is that you got to be the bitch here. And you can't be nice about it anymore. He's pushed it too far.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you, Mona. Namaste.
Okay. Same to you. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pam. Thanks
Hi,
for taking
Pam.
My
What's your
call?
Question? Sure.
Well, I want to see if you see a new romance coming for me.
Let's see. Well, yeah. So you have three cards I really love in your reading. You have a card that the angels are guiding you to exactly what you want. You have a card of celebration here. You have a card of your soulmate coming towards you. You have a card of following your heart, and you have a card here by you allowing spirit to guide you. You get that romance. Now, when I see cards like you, I highly recommend that you go on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and download on your Kindle or tablet 9-Day Energy Reset. Because if you can spend the rest of this year getting rid of what's not working for you and then do this ritual starting on January 1st, I actually think that there would be the relationship will happen so easily and so organically and so beautifully for you. You just got to be aware that it's coming to you. And that's why I want you to consider downloading. It's $4.95 to download it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I was just looking it up. I'm going to definitely.
Oh, good. Because I'm telling you.
I was just going to do it anyhow. And
you're
yeah,
so sweet.
You're really
okay,
right.
But I want to tell you, you get rid of what's not working for you before. My husband and I spent a weekend going through our closet and getting rid of stuff. And we got rid of 8 boxes worth of clothes and shoes. We just got rid of them. And it's not that we couldn't still wear them. We could. But the thing is our closet had gotten so packed that you couldn't really find anything anymore. And most people only wear 20% of the clothes that's in their closet.
I'm in there.
All right. So you start with the closet. Get rid of what's not working. Then you tackle the kitchen, and you get rid of what you're not using. You know, it's funny because I'm hoping to create a charity event in 2018 about people selling their china. Did you use your china these holidays? Then you might want to donate it for a, you know, amazing sale. Like you actually do a china sale and you donate it all to the charity, right?
Right.
So the thing is that what it's saying here for you is get rid of what you're not using. And if you need to have it back, the universe will give it back to you.
Okay.
And the best way to get rid of clothes, in my opinion, actually the best way to get rid of anything, in my opinion, is imagine that you're giving that, whatever it is, to your absolute best friend that needs it.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
All right, pal, pal. Thanks for the
call.
Thank you.
See
you later.
You were right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.